Hi there. The word for you today is on your core values. In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 2, Paul makes this statement, "We have wronged no one." Quite a testimony, huh? Life coach Douglas Woods says, and I quote, "Each of us holds many values, some superficial, transitory, or fitting solely the moment in which we find ourselves. Others are more fixed and stay with us through our life. These are called our core values." Now, Paul could adapt any culture in order to reach people for Christ, and he did. But when it came to his core values or life principles, he could say, "We have wronged no one." Let me tell you three important things about having core values. First, your core values are your friends and your lifelong companions. Abraham Lincoln put it this way, "When I lay down the reins of this administration, I want to have one friend left, and that friend is inside myself." Second, your core values are your compass. Seasons, relationships, circumstances, and goals change, but core values remain. They're like a compass. They always point you in the right direction. Is living this way easy? No. Doubters will think you're foolish because you walk by faith. People without family values won't understand your devotion to your family. The carnally minded won't understand your dedication to Christ. And those whose core values differ from yours may even try to convince you to follow them or to lower your standards. Don't do it. Third, your core values are your anchor. Addressing the issues that come with age. One Christian psychologist put it this way, "Midlife crisis is more a phenomenon of the wrong value system than the age of the group in which it occurs. All of a sudden, you realize that the ladder you've been climbing is leaning against the wrong wall. Without core values, you're adrift. Any storm can take you under. Any current can carry you places you don't want to go. But you know what? With core values, you have an anchor that holds you steady, even when the weather gets nasty." And that is the word for you today.